I have a very exciting announcement. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is coming. From February 17th through the 21st, the Schoolhouse Rocked team is gathering your favorite speakers in one place and hosting a one-of-a-kind live and interactive online event called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. This will be a full week of encouragement, resources, and community, as we'll be addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face. You'll have the opportunity to interact live with our phenomenal lineup of speakers, receive a swag bag full of excellent and helpful resources, and have a chance to win valuable prizes. We already have some great speakers lined up, including Sam Sorbo, Israel Wayne, Ginger Hubbard, Rachel Carmen, Dorinda Wilson, Abby Ranella, Karen DeBuse, Anna Willis, and Connie Albers, and many more to come. The price for this live online event is only $20, which also gives you lifetime access so that you can enjoy it whenever you want. However, if you register prior to December 31st, you'll pay the early bird price of only $15. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com. Several weeks ago, Anna Willis and I had a great time recording the following episode live in the Schoolhouse Rocked studio. It was during our time with Anna and her family that the idea for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo was born, and we're thrilled to have Anna as part of the speaker lineup. I know you'll be encouraged by her both during this episode and during the expo. Now enjoy my conversation with Anna. Good morning, wherever you are in the country. I am Yvette Hampton, and I am here with my good friend Anna Willis. And she is from, they call me Blessed, is the name of your website, blog, all the crazy stuff you have going on, yeah. Right? So over the weekend, they stopped through Savannah, Georgia. And so we got to meet up, and we have been friends for a while, over a year.
Yes.
I mean, it's been some time that we've been messaging on each other, talking on the phone. We've done a couple of videos together, but we'd never met in person. And so this is the first time we actually got to meet in person. And so they were going to be here over the weekend. We got to spend time with them yesterday in Savannah, Georgia, and take them around downtown and all that. And that was really fun. And for those who live in the cold parts of the world, I am sorry, because it's about 70 degrees here in Georgia right now.
And it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. So we had a great day yesterday toting around town. And I was like, well, we've been trying to do a podcast together for a while, and trying to coordinate schedules with homeschool moms and bloggers and podcasters is always a challenge. And so we said, let's just do one live. And so here we are. We are live. So Anna, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
So my name is Anna Willis, and I'm a homeschool mom of three kids, ages 7, 9, and 11. We've been traveling around the United States in our RV full time for the past month. And this is a dream that we had in our hearts to just road school our children. Both Ryan and I, we grew up traveling and going to different countries and visiting museums. And we love history. So we wanted to do this with our kids, but our budget only allows us to stay in North America for now. So we're doing this as a family project. God has called us for the season to be traveling around the United States with our children, road schooling them and meeting up with families to encourage families, especially homeschool families. So we're meeting up with our readers everywhere we go, with our friends everywhere we go. So it happened that everything worked together for us to be here in Savannah now with you guys. And I am so grateful to be here, because Yvette and Garrett and their girls are amazing. And we're just having like this great time. And I keep saying to my husband, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. You know, I just want to stay here for a little longer. So thank you for having us here.
Oh,
we're just
sure.
enjoying being here. So I blog about homeschool. I help moms to go from stressed to bless. Believe it or not, it's possible. It has happened to me, and I have helped hundreds, or if not thousands, of moms to get out of their busy schedule, find white margin in their lives, homeschool from a place of rest and joy, and really be and have everything that, that God has created them to be and to enjoy in this life, which we call our Beyond Blessed life, and or the life more abundant. So this is basically what I do. I have a blog called They Call Me Blessed. I have several other pages, the Organized Homeschool Mom. I'm also the owner of Hebrew for Homeschoolers. And we have an amazing community here on Facebook called Blast Homeschool Moms, with 3,600 moms, actually past 3,600 moms now, and that is 87% engaged. So it's very active. It's very uplifting and encouraging. It's one of those communities that it just becomes family. So I love, love, love what I do. I'm so, so blessed to do what I do.
Yeah, well, you're very good at it. You're good at encouraging homeschool moms. And so we have a fun topic today as we're recording for the podcast. And we're going to talk about road schooling today. It's actually a topic we have not yet talked about on the podcast. But as many of you know, those who are our Schoolhouse Rocked people, you know that our family has road schooled, if you will, for the past 3 years almost. And we have traveled the country. It's been amazing. Twice now, we've actually traveled from coast to coast and thousands and thousands of miles. And it's been absolutely incredible. And so living in an RV, figuring out how to work through the homeschool process. You know, we went from living in a nice 5-bedroom house. I had a huge homeschool room. It was actually the biggest room in our house. And it was kind of my dream homeschool room. And it was the Pinterest homeschool room. And I mean, everything about it was just perfect. And what was funny is I realized that we hardly ever used it. We almost always sat in our living room on the couch and did school there or at the kitchen table because that's where the food is. And so very rarely did we actually sit in our homeschool room. And so our long story short, for those who don't know, 3 years ago, we sold our house and all of our stuff, got in the RV and started traveling to film a documentary on homeschooling called Schoolhouse Rocked. And so in the process of doing that, we had to actually get rid of almost everything. We don't have storage or anything like that. We just got rid of what we didn't need. And so I went from having this massive schoolroom with this, I mean, we had this bookcase. It was beautiful. It was 8 feet tall by 4 feet wide. And then I had this huge closet full of stuff. So I had hundreds of books, tons of curriculum, every art and craft thing you could think of, every popsicle stick and little, you know, foam cutouts.
Pom-poms.
Oh my goodness.
Glitter.
We didn't do glitter. We are an anti-glitter family.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
I hate glitter, and so does my husband. It is the bane of my existence. Anyway, besides glitter, we had almost everything else. We did have glitter glue. Does that count?
Yeah.
So glitter glue. Okay. Because that doesn't get all over everything.
That makes you a legit homeschool mom.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, I think glitter is from Satan himself because you can't get it out of everything. I mean, once it's there to stay. Glitter does not go away. So we had to get rid of all of that stuff and we had to figure out like, what do we actually need to homeschool? And so we just pared down to the absolute necessities. But then we also realized we're going to be traveling. So we've got the outdoors. We've got God's creation. I mean, there's no better way to learn science than to actually be in the midst of God's creation and history, you know, going to state parks and going to different national monuments and things like that. You know, this last summer we got to go to Mount Rushmore in the Grand Canyon. And I mean, just an unbelievable experience for our girls because they can see it in a book or they can go experience it in person. And so we made that huge transition of going from the nice big house and nice big schoolroom to God's schoolroom and realizing we actually didn't need as much stuff as we thought. And we haven't missed it. I mean, there's very rarely a time where I think, man, I really wish that I had kept this glitter glue.
No, it is so true because we need and we use so much less than we think we actually need, right, for our homeschool process. So it was really funny because last winter just sounds like it's still this year for me, right? So we were down in Florida and we had just like a handful of books that our kids did every single day. And then I realized like, well, that's really just what I need. It's what they're actually using. And in fact, I talk about this a lot, not because we have done the same process ourselves. We got rid of 90% of what we had and kept the 10% and then still declutter more, gave away more stuff, sold more stuff, and just really kept the essential. I don't think we have we live a minimalistic life. We actually live an essentialist life. Is that a word?
I don't know. I've never heard the word essentialist.
Essentialism.
Hey, if Webster can make up words, so can you.
Okay. Always. Yeah, I always make up my own words, actually. So,
by the way, Anna's from Brazil. For those of you listening to her awesome accent, I love your accent so much. So for those wondering, where in the world is she from? She's from Brazil.
I am from Brazil, married to a South African, and I have two Israeli kids, and we have lived in so many countries that I lost count. So I do have a very thick accent, and I do make up my own words when I can't come up with the right word in English. So just welcome to my life. But I think for us, it's just, you know, what is it that we really need in this life to be happy and to be content? Mm-hmm. And what is it that we really use? And I always say that, you know, whatever we have that is, it's not being used, is useless and it needs to go.
Yes.
It shouldn't be there. And we did the same thing that you did. We had our Pinterest homeschool room that ended up being, you know, we took a lot of pictures, ended up being in a lot of blog posts, but we never, ever used. And we were always in the dining room table.
Right.
And somehow everything made up back to the dining room after a while. And it has always been the bag of books that we were using at that moment that was the essential for us. So when you're road schooling, you got to think that you're living in an RV. Your space is so limited. And there's a certain amount of weight that actually you can carry on an RV. You can't just carry everything you want. There is, you know, there's a certain amount of weight that the axle will hold when you're pulling an RV and when you're going up the hills and down the hills and all of those things. So, and it's actually, I love the idea that we're so limited because we don't spend money on extra things.
Right.
And we much rather spend money buying state parks, passes, national, the national park passes and museums or whatever it is. Spend our money on those things that are creating memories with our children. Right. That is bringing learning into our lives and is bringing our family together in a way that if our kids were sitting in a classroom, they will never, ever be able to experience. I mean, we know like how many parents with kids in public school cannot travel because, oh, my kids are in school. They can go anywhere. And we have this freedom where we can go anywhere, anytime, and we can work from anywhere too, which is another blessing. So
I
love this.
So let's talk a little bit about actually what road schooling is. And I want to say something. You know, we're from California, and I used to hear about people road schooling and traveling, and I always thought, man, that must be amazing. And so I want to kind of talk about the pros and cons of it, because I actually don't want to talk about it as if like it's all amazing all the time, because it's not. sometimes it's really, really hard. But I also want to just say, and this might sound weird, but having traveled around the country twice now, this country is not as big as people think it is. It's big. But traveling,
Canada is bigger.
But traveling is so much easier than I thought it would be. It used to be to us where we, you know, we would drive 2 hours to get somewhere and we felt like, oh my goodness, that's so far. And now for us, a short drive day is like a 7 or 8 hour drive day. A long drive day would be 11 or 12 hours for our family. But you can actually get to a lot of really amazing places in this country within a couple of days. And I think people don't always realize that. A couple of hours. And there are ways that you can find to meet other people. I was actually telling Anna, there's a really neat ministry called A Candle in the Window. And I wish I knew the website. But if you Google A Candle in the Window, I think you can find it. I'll actually link to it in this post. But it is a network of Christian families, most of them are homeschool families. It was actually started by a homeschool family. And it's a network of Christian families who come together and they just open up their homes, and they're all over the country. There's hundreds of them. And they open up their homes to other people for free. So you would open up your home either for overnight stay or for a dinner, and then they open up their home and you can stay at places
How
all
cool
over
is
the
that?
Country. It's really amazing. And you stay for free. And so you can travel for free that
and
way.
And you fellowship with those families.
And yes. And you get to meet people all across the country, which is incredible. But I think sometimes just getting out of our comfort zone and realizing that there's another whole world out there that oftentimes we don't realize because it seems so distant. It seems so hard and so far. And it's actually not that hard and it's not that far to be able to go outside of your little zone and find other places to visit. I mean, I'm surprised. You were from California, and there are so many places around California that I never even knew existed. And I'm like, this place was only 5 hours from us, and I didn't even know that it was a thing. Yeah, the Grand Canyon was a one-day drive for us from California, and I never in my whole life had gone to the Grand Canyon until a few months ago. We drove there in one day, and it's a drive. But it's not an undoable drive. And so just doing a little bit of planning, finding people that you can stay with. Also, one thing we have found is going on Facebook groups. If you know you're going to go somewhere, we've done this several places now, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia. We've done a bunch of places where we'll just find the local homeschool group and just say, hey, our family's heading to your area. Is there someone who would be willing to host us for a couple of nights? And I don't think that there has been a time yet that we haven't been able to find a family. And so the homeschool world and the Christian community really is very hospitable.
Yes.
And if you're a person who has space for people, be that hospitality for other people and just say, hey, if anyone's traveling through my area, we would love for you to come and stay with us. We'd love to meet you and your family. And,
yeah, especially if you have a long driveway.
Yeah, right. You have a long time.
Or a big backyard.
Coming in an RV and have a long driveway. But there really are ways that you can find a travel that don't require having to pay for an expensive hotel or a resort or anything like that. And you can just, as the body of Christ, find places. Sometimes you can even call churches and say, we've done that before too. Hey, we're heading to your area. Is there someone who could put us up for the night? And so that's good. But also, like I said, there are some things that are really hard about it. So we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a second.
I want to tell you about a fantastic resource to help you homeschool your kids. Homeschoolhelp.com. Homeworks by Precept has over 200 homeschool consultants in North America to help make your child's homeschool experience a success. Homeworks by Precept is a partner with BJU Press Homeschool and shares their values of biblical worldview, academic excellence, and critical thinking. And as homeschooling parents themselves, their consultants draw from their own personal homeschool experience and their knowledge of the BJU Press homeschool curriculum to offer solutions that help you to prepare lessons, become more efficient in homeschooling, and meet your child's unique learning needs. Homeworks consultants offer year-round support, expert advice, and they offer year-round savings on BJU Press curriculum. To connect with a Homeworks consultant, visit homeschoolhelp.com. That's homeschoolhelp.com.
We are back with Anna Willis. We are talking about road schooling today. And this is a really fun topic to talk about.
It is. Yeah. It is. I dreamed about road schooling my kids for a long time. So now to be able to be on the road right now and do the fun things that we're doing. I mean, we crossed 12 states in 9 days, you guys.
Wow.
It was just crazy. But I want to go back to the pros of road schooling.
Yes.
One of the things that I love the most about road schooling is the time that we spend together as a family. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people talk, but like focus on all the stuff that you see and where you go. But can I tell you this? I love driving days. I love driving days in the car with my hubby, with my kids. We do a gazillion of audiobooks. We have amazing conversations. We pray together as a family. We have a set of declarations that we like to do together as a family every day. So when we get in the car, we read the Bible, we pray, and we do the set of declarations together that for us, it just set the day.
So explain that really quickly. What is your set of declarations?
A set of declarations is the declaring the word of God over our lives. And we just speak that over our family. And we speak that over not only our immediate family, but over our relatives, over our friends. And we just learn to speak the word over us. So we do that in the car every time we're traveling or at home when we are home. But I love that car time together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we kind of like, you know, split. The kids are doing their own thing on the back. And my husband and I, we just talking. We're having mm-hmm. that communication time that is so crucial to a good, healthy marriage. And to think that for many years, we had our days in completely different places. Mm-hmm. And we were only together for a few hours and in the midst of everything that we had to get done together as a couple or as a family. But now those days that we're on the road together are so precious to me. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
They are. We're the same way that we often, you know, when we're driving, we do our family devotions in the car. We listen to a lot of audiobooks. If you guys have listened to the podcast for very long, you know that we're big into audiobooks. And so
yes. We
have lots that we recommend. I actually just did an interview with Janet and Jeff Benge. They're the ones who do the YWAM Heroes
people.
Stories, and they're fantastic. We also just did a podcast with the Brinkmans. It's the Brinkman Adventures, and that one's coming out pretty soon. That's a fantastic drama series. And there's lots of it. I mean, there are so many. And I'll link to a bunch of these in the notes for the podcast. But we do a lot of audiobooks. But we, like you said, we just talk. We listen to sermons sometimes.
We do
and,
too.
And sometimes we sit in silence. And sometimes yes. Garrett works from his laptop while I drive. I mean, there are so many different things that you can do.
We do the opposite. I work on the laptop while
he drives. but it's, It doesn't, road schooling doesn't have to be a full-time thing. For some people, it is a full-time thing, but for most people, it can't be because most people have jobs that they can't just take on the road with them. And so for you, it might be a four-day experience. It might be a four-week experience. I know families who, you know, they'll save up their vacation time and then they'll go out for a whole month. And it just takes a little bit of planning, know kind of where you're going, what sites you're going to see along the way. And then it's fun because you can actually study up on some of those different sites before you get there. And then your kids get there and they're like, wow, oh, this is real.
They learn so much. Yeah.
They learn so much through it. But it really does bring a great bond between the family because you're doing life together. And that's kind of the whole purpose of homeschooling. One of the purposes of homeschooling is that you're doing life together.
Yes. And you're discipling them.
That's right. That's
you're discipling
right.
them. That's what you're doing. And the other thing that I want to talk about too is just because we're in the car doesn't mean that school is not happening mm-hmm. because we actually do our homeschool routine in the car driving and we do not miss anything. Everything that we do every day in the RV or sitting on the picnic table is done in the car as well. So by the time that we get to our next destination, our kids are done with math, language, arts. We have done Bible. We've done memory work. We have done history. We have done the whole thing. We had done audiobooks or we have read aloud. So it happens in the car. Our kids have their backpacks with their books mm-hmm. that they tuck under their seats. So when we get on the road, we finish our devotion together. It's like, guys, get your books out. And they work while we're driving. And we do not get behind. I don't think that there's such a thing as being behind in homeschooling. But what I'm saying is that even though we are traveling, our curriculum is still being used up, you know, like we're still following up the same routine, the same schedule that we have. So,
yeah. And it's different for every family. You know, not every family will that work well for them. Typically, our family does not do the workbook type work in the car. We usually do it when we're kind of settled because you guys travel actually full time right now.
You're
on the road full time.
Yeah.
When we travel, typically we take trips and then we come back to Georgia mm-hmm. and then we take another trip and come back to Georgia. And so for us, usually when we're on the road, we do audiobooks and we will stop at different places. But typically our family just doesn't, you know, I don't really worry about math or grammar or any of those things while we're sitting in the car. My girls, they'll read and, you know, we'll do other things. But anyway, so it looks different for every family.
It's
and that's
whatever works for your family.
And that's the great thing about homeschooling is you do what works best for your family. I want to talk about some of the things that are difficult about road schooling. I know for our family, the thing that is most difficult about about road schooling, you know, and about being in an RV, which we're no longer in our RV. We actually sold it back in May. But when we were in it full time, is the size, it's small, and one bathroom. And we only have four in our family. You guys have five in your family. So I imagine it's that much harder, but it's just small. So you're kind of bumping into each other, and you can, it can become a little bit claustrophobic sometimes. And especially for people who are introverts and really need to have their alone time and their space, that can be a real challenge. And so you have to be really creative in finding ways to find that for yourself. So space is definitely an issue for us. Our kitchen was teeny tiny. I mean, it was not even really functional. And so that was one of the reasons we ended up selling it, was because it made it so difficult to prepare meals and to do dishes and things like that. And it wasn't impossible, but it was really hard. And then just as far as the traveling, our girls are great at traveling. You know, they stopped a long time ago asking the question, how much longer? When are we going to get there?
We're like, are we there yet?
but the days can become long, and people can become cranky after being on the road for so many days, confined in a little car or in an
RV. Especially if you moved from a house into an RV, you start traveling right away, which was in our case.
Right, right.
But yes, if you're doing this, like you're going from a big house where everybody has space to a tiny space, like our RV is 366 square feet. Mm-hmm. It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So for us, we moved into our RV full time 20 months ago. We made it our home. We created systems that would work for our family, even with me working from home full time, homeschooling, all of those things. We created systems that we implemented for 19 months before we go on the road. So for us, it really worked well. Mm-hmm. The other thing too is, if you ever think about doing what we're doing, think 100 times about the layout of the RV that you're going to buy, to make sure that layout will fit your family well, because it will be your home and it needs to work for you. You cannot get an RV that is just going to, oh, let's just make shift for now. That doesn't work, because you're going to get to a point where I have no space. Mm-hmm. I can't cook here. This doesn't work. One bathroom doesn't work for our family. I mean, you need to know that that's going to work for your family, or the chances that will work for your family is 99% or 90%. Right. So for us, we thought about all of those things for a long time before we purchased ours, and make sure that was the layout that would work for our family. Then we moved into the RV, which also allowed us to cut down our housing expenses in half, because we wanted to pay off our debt before we got on the road. So we knew that, you know, living in a tiny space was going to help us with our big goal. That was our big goal, and we kept our eyes on it more than on the space that we had. And we wanted a layout where our kids have their bunk room in one side of the RV, and we have our bedroom on the other side of the RV. So we make sure that we have that separation. I need to breathe. I need to be quiet for a minute. And you have to remind your kids, don't jump around, because living in an RV, it's like experience earthquakes every day.
The whole thing shakes. When one person moves, everybody moves. And
don't do dance parties while mom is trying to take a nap.
We did a lot of dance parties in our RV.
Yeah, so we did too.
Not when people
were napping. But when everybody's actually jumping at the same time. We have disco lights.
It's probably not good for the floors, but
no.
Sometimes you just need to have a dance party.
But what we're trying to say is, there are pros and there are cons, and there are things that you really need to focus on before you jump on jumping with both feet to this road schooling lifestyle, to this full-time RV lifestyle. The other thing that we did that really prepared us a lot was to be involved with the full-time RVing families. There's an amazing group called Full-Time Families that, you know, this is not an advertisement, but we're really, really blessed by being part of this group and learning a lot from other families before we hit the road. So it's a fantastic, like, there's thousands of people there. Fantastic place for you to ask questions. Because it's one thing to ask questions for the homeschool families who are stationary and have their space and their houses and everything, than to ask the homeschooling families who are traveling full time, like, how do you do with this when this and this happen?
Right.
So it was really helpful.
Well, and
the preparation was really helpful.
And typically families who travel are just like homeschool families. It's kind of this community of people, and they're always willing to help, and they want to help. They want to feel needed.
Yeah.
And they want to help. And so if you're just wanting to get started with traveling, find the full-time families. We'll link to it in the notes for the podcast and also on Facebook. Yeah, find ways to connect with people, and people will be more than helpful. And it's just a fantastic way to meet
new
people.
Just look for full-time RV families online. There's a gazillion of Facebook groups that you can connect with, that you can ask questions. Or even if you just want to do this as, you know, a summer break, you want to road school for the summer or anything, like you can always reach out to the full-time RV community and ask them questions.
Yeah. The other thing is, we're talking about living in an RV and road schooling from an RV, but you don't have to have an RV to do that.
No.
I don't want people to feel like, well, I don't have an RV, we can't afford an RV, therefore we can't road school. You can do it from your car. And again, you can find things like a candle in the window. You know, you can stay in Airbnbs, you can stay with family, you can reach out to Facebook people in the different homeschool groups. There are ways that you can be really creative.
You can tent camp.
Yeah, you can tent camp. Oh, we tent camped. Actually, you guys might find this kind of funny. This was just 2 weeks ago. My girls and I just joined American Heritage Girls, and they are loving it. My girls are having such a great time. And so we went on our first camping trip, and it's kind of ironic because we've lived in an RV for the past several years, but we had never actually, I mean, I've been tent camping, but this was the first time that the girls had ever been tent camping in their lives. And so that was kind of a riot. Our sweet friend Charity lent us her nice, big, huge tent. And it was an experience. It was a lot of fun. But yes, you can live in a tent, and it's a fun thing. And bring your air mattress. That's
so much fun.
You can survive tent living. But you do not have to have an RV to travel and to road school with your kids. Just be creative. Just plan it out and find ways to get out into God's creation and just enjoy what he has for you. So
sometimes we just get in the car and we go for, you know, just for a drive.
Yeah.
And we would do a lot of audiobooks while we were driving, or we'd go down to a museum, the science museum or whatever museum, or the botanical gardens or the zoo, and we'll have a blast together. For me, that's road schooling.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we actually used to do that. That's actually kind of what got this whole thing going with our family in the very beginning. Was we call them family day adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And we would literally get in the car and we would get on a road and we would drive. And sometimes we had a destination.
Yeah, we love doing this.
And sometimes we did not have a destination. We didn't know where we were going to end up. And we would just drive and we would just explore, because sometimes you find the greatest things that way. And so take family day adventures to go out with your kids and your family and just see where God takes you. And I want to say one last thing about traveling and road schooling is my very favorite thing about this. And I was actually talking to your husband, Ryan, about this morning, saying that my favorite thing about traveling is that we have met so many amazing people. I mean, I cannot even tell you, we have friends all over the country now. We used to be kind of in our little bubble of California, which was a fantastic bubble. I miss my California bubble and our friends and family there. But we didn't really know anyone outside of that, except for people who used to live in California and then they had moved. And now we have friends all over the country, literally, and good friends. And God has just blessed our family in many ways by connecting us with people that we would never have otherwise met. And so just be open to that. Be open to meeting other people.
That's such a blessing. We went through a situation this past week, I think some of you guys know, but we lost a baby about a week ago. And we were in a campground in a place that we have never been before. And as soon as some of the other full-time families found out what we were going through, they just rallied around us and they brought us meals and they came to meet us. And some of the believers came and prayed with us. It was just such a blessing. You know, like when we meet other homeschool moms, like, do you homeschool? And you're like, oh, I just met my best friend.
Right.
You know, my new best friend. It's the same way when you're on the road and you meet full-time RV families that have children. You're like, oh, you're full-time. Do you have children? And then like immediately there's a play date going on, or there's a bonfire going, and yes, we're chatting. So that sense of community, mm-hmm, it's so amazing. It's really amazing. I think that we just get so caught up in our own little bubbles, mm-hmm, when we're back home.
Right.
That everyone is just so busy with their lives. We really don't have time for a lot of conversation face to face.
Right. Oh, there is something so special about just getting outside of your comfort zone, and either as a family or do it with other families. You don't even have to do it by yourself. You know, grab some other homeschool families and say, hey, you know, in the springtime or in the summertime, homeschooling, I know you guys know this, but as homeschoolers, the best time to travel is when all the kids are in school, all the mm-hmm public school and private school kids are in school, because
national parks are empty.
Yeah, right.
Amazing. I mean,
that people aren't there. And so it's so great because you kind of have the world all to yourselves.
Yes.
And then you do run into other homeschool families.
Yeah.
And so it's just a fantastic way to build relationships and community with your family and with other people as well. So, we are out of time for the podcast, but we will link to a bunch of these things we talked about. We'll link to some of the audiobooks that our families,
yes,
listen to. We'll link to the full-time families page so that you guys can learn more about
the National Parks website. It's really great too.
Yep. They've got
highly recommend your kids get involved with the Junior Ranger badge. Oh my goodness, my kids, they work so hard, they study so hard, they learn so much, mm-hmm, so they can get their badges.
Yes. And if you have a fourth grader, some of you may not know this, but if you have a fourth grader, fourth grade is when kids learn in school, in public and private school, is when kids learn about national parks. And so if you have a fourth grader, you can get a free national park pass entire family, an annual pass, and go to any national park in the country for free. And it's good for your entire family. So take advantage of that.
Yes.
If you've got a fourth grader this year, go get it. I'll find the link to that and I'll link to that as well. But if you've got a fourth grader, an upcoming fourth grader next year, in the next couple of years, just keep that in mind, because there are national parks all across the country. So there's,
yes,
certainly one in your area somewhere, but you guys can go for free for a whole year. And that saves a lot of money. I mean, we went to Grand Canyon this year and maybe $35 just to get to the Grand Canyon, just to get into that national park. And Lacey's third grade. And so I was like, man, one more year, we could have saved that money and gotten in for free. But anyway, yeah, we'll put links to all of these things. And you guys just take the plunge, just plan on it. Sometimes it will take you a year or maybe 2 years to plan a big trip, but it is so worth it. And you guys will be so blessed. And I wish, yeah, we had done it many years before.
Oh, it's phenomenal. America, you have the most stunning backyard.
Yeah.
And Canada too, I have to say that. But everywhere you go, there's just so much to see. And just really just take time to be still and enjoy God's creation.
Yeah.
Take time to spend time with your family. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just a day trip. Sometimes it's a weekend trip. Sometimes it's a 6 month trip like we're doing right now, where we just put everything aside and say, we're going to do this as a family. This is what God's calling us to do right now. Mm-hmm. But you have this phenomenal background. You have all those national parks. There are hundreds of national parks in every state, not in every state, but all over the United States. And there's like several in each state. Look for the national parks around your area. Keep simple. You don't need to carry too much with you when you go do anything, really. And we pack sandwiches so we don't spend money eating out.
Right.
We, you know.
Yeah, you get creative about that. And as far as curriculum, I'm going to go back to Karen DeBuse, the podcast we did with her about using God's word as your curriculum. If you don't take any books with you and all you take is the word of God.
Yes.
Start in Genesis, read about the 6 days of creation, and boom, there's your homeschool.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you for those who are watching live on Facebook right now. It's been really fun to be live with you. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for being with me today. I always love being live in the studio with people. It's so much more fun than doing it, you know, from across the country over Zoom. So I love that you get to actually sit right here next to me.
We drove all the way from British Columbia just to be here
just
with you
to
guys.
Be here on the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. So thank you guys. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and we will see you back next week.
God bless you guys.
I hope this episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast has been an encouragement to you. If you loved this episode, please take a minute to leave a review for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast on iTunes. God bless.